Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to spread the love of God, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you so much. Amen. He has a plan for every one of you that's listening to the broadcast. Praise God. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. And we're here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. Praise God. We've been, amen, into the series talking about the names of God. We talked about Jehovah Rohi, the Lord is my shepherd. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that will provide. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. Jehovah Nisi, the Lord that will fight your battle. And we talked about Jehovah Kadisi, the Lord that sanctifies. On today, in this brand new month, we're going to go into Jehovah Shalom, which is the God of peace. Praise God. So we'd like you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for this exciting message. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, we look at our world today, there's so much violence going on in society, in our schools, how that people want to do mass shootings and killings in schools. And people are afraid. They're scared for their kids. All of this. All these troubles are results of sin and the devil. Because the Bible says the thief come not but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. And Satan is doing these things. Have people scared. Scared for the children. I'm telling you. With all the shooting going on. But Jesus come to bring deliverance. Because sin is not pretty. I'm telling you. It's not funny to go out and do violence, such as shoot in schools, take innocent lives. That's not funny at all. That's somebody's life, somebody's child, somebody's son, somebody's daughter. It's sad. But Jesus come to deliver you from that terrible way of living. People need Jesus. I'm telling you, people really need the Lord. And Jesus come to give you that peace that you're looking for. Praise God. I'm telling you. St. John 14:27, Missionary Velvet. What did the Word of God say? What did John say in the Gospel according to St. John 14:27?
St. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give it I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Now Jesus will give you the peace, the satisfied mind you've been looking for.
Amen.
Jesus will satisfy your mind. Yes, he will. People are restless. They want to excitement. They want a thrill. They try things to risk their lives. Go out there and do things that try to take risks. And sometimes, if it goes wrong, it costs you your life. But Jesus wants to give you that peace, and you don't have to risk your life doing hazardous things. But Jesus will satisfy your mind. Yes, he will. Some people try to get at peace and try to find satisfaction to relieve stress through alcohol. Some people try drugs. Some people try smoking. But those things do not give you peace that you're looking for. It only gives you temporary relief. And then you got consequences that follow. And those consequences are hard for some people. Even for those that feel like they can handle it, it still turns them down. But Jesus will give you the peace that you can't find in alcohol, in drugs, and in running around out there in the world. But Jesus will give you peace from heaven, that inner peace that will satisfy your mind.
That's right.
Praise God. That's the reason why Jesus came into the world, to give you joy unspeakable and full of glory, to satisfy you. And when you're satisfied, you don't have need for nothing else. The Lord gave me peace. Yes, he did. He satisfied me. That's the reason why I got a testimony that I live in this world, never tasted not a drop of alcohol. Alcohol never touched these lips. I never smoked not one cigarette. Been around people that smoke, been around people that drink. But I never took these things because Jesus had put peace in my mind, in my heart. Yes, when Jesus put that peace in your heart, you don't have to be a victim to be able to keep up with peer pressure, keep up with the people that's falling victims of smoking weed. You don't have to do that. You don't have to be a victim and try to keep up with the crowd that are using crack cocaine and heroin. And I'm telling you, but Jesus will give you that peace that will surpass those items and satisfy your mind. And that satisfaction will last you from January to December, year after year. What the Lord will do. Praise God. Amen. Jesus will give you that inner peace. Peace on in your heart. And it lasts. It lasts me. It lasts you. When the Lord give you peace, you just sing that song, Satisfied with Jesus. Satisfied with Jesus. Said it would be my comfort. Said it would be my guide. Look at my hands. They were new. Look at my feet. They were too. Ever since that wonderful day, my soul been satisfied. Because Jesus will satisfy you with good things. With joy, peace, love, make you happy, praise God. Lift your burden and make it light when you have that peace, praise God. Philippians 4 and 7, Missionary Velvet, what did it say?
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
The peace of God that passes all understanding. This is what people don't understand. You think that they must get hooked on drugs to get relief, to relieve stress, to go to the liquor store and buy liquor to relieve stress. But I want to let you know, Jesus will give you the relief you need that surpasses those items. And I'm telling you, you don't have to smoke a cigarette to get relief. But Jesus will deliver you from them things and give you peace that will surpass smoking tobacco. I tell the prisoners, if it meant for you to smoke, God will put a chimney over your head. It don't mean for you to smoke no cigarettes. But the devil will help people to destroy yourself using, doing things that God did not intend for you to do. He did not intend for you to take and smoke tobacco or to use drugs to try to find peace. But Jesus will give you that peace that surpasses them things. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for opening up today's message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know, Lord, you got a plan for their life to turn their life around. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come our beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise his song. Say, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tell me so. He loved each and every one of us. He wants us to have peace in our everyday lives. And that's the reason why he was born and died and rose again, just for you and I, so that we can have peace and be able to deal with whatever come our way. And to do things that's right and pleasing in his way. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you, but Jesus loves you even more. And he has a plan for you to have hope and a plan for you to prosper. You think on those things that is honest and truthful and what the Lord has promised he would do for you. And he will keep his word. Those in the free world, we thank you for your prayers, support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. And God has a blessing with your name on it too. Remember that God loves the everlasting love and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. The Lord can lift you up. And he can give you satisfaction. Just give him a chance. May God bless you.
Amen. The Lord sure do love you. And to those of you that's incarcerated, you can write our ministry for Bibles, other life-changing materials. Spanish-speaking inmates, write for Spanish material. Called Jesus loves the Spanish-speaking people. Those of you in the free world, click into our website. And you'll be blessed with the many activities on our website. It'll bless your soul real good. I'm a Jesus man, and I'm a Bible man. Praise God. Lifting up the name of Jesus. Praise God. To the next broadcast, it's Chaplain William Holmes and my wonderful parent, Missionary Velvet, saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.